Headline, 100 days later. Is Pump Fun Airdrop still coming soon? Published at 7:16 p.m., October 17, 2025. It's been 100 days since Memecoin platform Pump Fun teased an airdrop with the promise that it would be coming soon. It appears, however, that there have been no developments since. The airdrop was announced alongside the initial coin offering of the platform's token, which is now down 39% since its launch. Some Memecoin traders on X are getting desperate as they wait for further airdrop news. Indeed, when a large number lost money trading tokens via Binance's Meme Rush program earlier this month, some begged Pump Fun CEO Alon Cohen to save them from this bullshit and give them an airdrop. The airdrop was announced 100 days ago on July 9, 2025. Read more. Berwick Law wants Jito Labs dropped from Pump Fun lawsuit. Other users suggested they'll rest in peace if an airdrop isn't made by October 19th, while one joked that Pump Fun meant soon in dog years. How has every platform plus ecosystem given out some kind of airdrop at this point, but at Pump.Fun said airdrop soon half a year ago, and no one talks about it? Another user said. Everything Pump Fun has done besides an airdrop. One day after announcing the ICO and airdrop, Pump Fun acquired the wallet tracker, Colscan. Then, in late July, Cohen moved to temper expectations, saying that the drop wouldn't be happening in the immediate future. Fast forward to this month, and the platform announced that it spent $54,273,082 on buying back its own tokens between September and October. Altogether, it spent over $140 million on buybacks. It's also been busy upgrading its site and app, integrating crypto tracker Bubble Maps, increasing the options users have to deposit funds, and introducing new advanced tools. Crypto streamer Gainsy also took up some of the platform's time when he accidentally cratered his own token. Read more. Pump lost $700 million in market cap as Alon Cohen shut down airdrop rumor. Pump Fun has also been dealing with legal challenges from Berwick Law and victims claiming they've lost funds at the hands of its alleged illegal gambling enterprise. And all this has been happening alongside Pump Fun's battle to maintain its share of the Memecoin pie. In the 4 weeks after the airdrop was teased, rival platform Bonk Fun overtook Pump Fun's daily launchpad volume and number of deployed tokens. Bonk Fun's figures, however, have since plummeted. Earlier this month, Binance was able to attract a significant share of Memecoin users with its Meme Rush program. However, its initial popularity was short-lived, and most of its tokens nuked in price within days. Unlike these other platforms, Pump Fun has an army of influencers trying to whip up the platform's popularity, and in turn, the price of any Memecoin holdings they may have, by doing outlandish stunts. A number of these influencers were arrested for covering the Hollywood sign with Pump Fun's logo. This stunt was picked up by Fox News, who called their efforts a marriage between content and securities fraud. Despite all this, there have been no more posts on X from Pump Fun or Cohen about any airdrop. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.